Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simen Tov Chav Dalet. We are on the top of page 570. Simen Tov Chav Dalet is Din Haskaras Yalav Yavo Birchas Hamazon, the mentioning of Yalav Yavo in benching. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph Maskirin Yalav Yavo Bebrichas Hamazon. We mention Yalav Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh. Vimlo Omar Eimach Zirin also. And if one forgot Yalav Yavo in benching, he doesn't go back. However, Vimniskar Kodim Shehisla Tova Meitiv. If he already finished the bracha of Uvnei Yerushalayim and then he realizes his mistake before he started the next bracha of Atov Ameitiv, Omer, he says, Baruch Shenosan Roshe Chadoshim L'Amo Yisrael Zikarum. He says the special bracha that's there for one who forgets, Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh and benching, but that is the only place that he can put that bracha in, V'ayin La'el Simen Kuv Peiches Siv Zayin. So says the Mishaburis, if Katan Alef Ein Mach Zirino, so if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't go back. The reasoning is there's no chiyuv suda on Rosh Chodesh. V'imkein, and if so, iboy lo hava achol pas. If he would have wanted, he could have skipped the bread altogether. V'lonis chayiv klal b'birchas hamazon, and he never would have been chayiv in birchas hamazon. But the obvious question is, but he ate the bread, and now he is chayiv in benching. So why doesn't that require him to go back? So this is discussed in note number 2, V'av shel ha'achar she'ochal pas. And even though it's true that after he ate the bread, kvar his chayiv b'birchas hamazon, he's already chayiv in benching. So bir hagonu shel mazav an erbach, shekevon shebirich, since he benched, harei kvar hodel Hashem al hamazon, he already thanked Hashem for the food, v'shuv eino chayiv lachzor l'hodos b'shvil haskaras Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't have to go back and thank again just for the mentioning of Rosh Chodesh. But on a day that you actually have a chiyuv to eat bread, like Shabbos and Yontif, haskaras Yalav Yavo bebirchas hamazon dino kmo tefila mechuyeves. Then the mentioning of Yalav Yavo and Yontif in benching is like the chiyuv tefila. V'lochenim hilchzir ba haskarazu. And therefore, if you forget the mentioning of Yalav Yavo and Yontif, chayiv lachzor levarich. So explains the Shlomo Zalman that when it comes to Yontif, before you start anything, you have a chiyuv of birchas hamazon. Now you have to have a suda to get to that chiyuv of birchas hamazon with Yalav Yavo, and therefore if you forget it, you have to go back because you had on you mitchilas hayom a chiyuv of birchas hamazon with Yalav Yavo. And Rosh Chodesh, when the day started, there was no chiyuv of benching of birchas hamazon. You could have not washed the whole day and you would have been fine. There is an inyan to wash. If you chose to wash, and now there's an inyan, there's a chiyuv created in birchas hamazon with Yalav Yavo, but if you would forget it, you would not have to go back. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Beis, V'im Niskar. The Mechaber said, but if you realize your mistake before you start Atov HaMeitiv, you say the special bracha, Ayin La'el Simi Kuf Pei'ches B'Bir Alocha D'Tzarech Loma B'Shem Malchus, Ayin Shom. So even though the Mechaber brings it down here, without the Shem Malchus, just Baruch Shenos and Rosh Chodeshim, in fact, we paskin that you say it with the Shem Malchus. V'Ayin Shom Od B'Sif Yud, look also, and Kuf Pei'ches, Hilchos B'Ruchas HaMazon, Le'inyan in Beirach la'achar she'yotzer Rosh Chodesh. Let's say you started Rosh Chodesh Suda later in the day, and your benching Rosh Chodesh is already over. The tzorach la'haskir shel Rosh Chodesh b'birchas hamazon, you still have to say Yalav Yavo with Rosh Chodesh in benching. The basar haschalas ha'suda azlina she'yav Rosh Chodesh, because we go after the beginning of the Suda, and the beginning of the Suda was on Rosh Chodesh, similar to what we do every week by Shalosh Shudas. Even if you're benching after dark, you still put in Ritzei. So if you finish your Rosh Chodesh Suda after Rosh Chodesh is over, you still will say Yalav Yavo in benching. Because of Oda Magen Avram b'simin tof yutes, the hispalal arvish shalachar Rosh Chodesh, if you already daven mariv after Rosh Chodesh, afilu hispalal mibod yom, even if you daven mariv early while it was still day, shuv eino maskir achar chas v'ruchas amazon shal Rosh Chodesh. Once you daven mariv, even if it was an early mariv, you will no longer mention Rosh Chodesh in your benching. Sharei aso chobet tefilaso, because you already made it into a weekday in your tefillah. You daven mariv, it was the ending. It was Chodesh was over. There was no Yalav Yavo. So now you're going to bench. You can't say Yalav Yavo. Avalim hulo hispal. But if you didn't bench, afal pishat tzibur kfar hispalu. Even though the tzibur davened early, but you didn't daven yet, eino nimshach achareihem. You don't get drawn into the tzibur. V'tzarech lahaskir Rosh Chodesh b'chas hamazon, and you still will have to mention Rosh Chodesh in your benching. B'med dvarim amurim she'eino nimshach achareihem. When were these words said that you are not drawn after the tzibur? That's only if you started your suda before the tzibur dav maruf. But if you started eating only after the tzibur already davened maruf, afilu hispalu mimodyom, even if they davened early, eino masker shorosh cholosh in berachas hamazon, you will not say rosh cholosh in berachas hamazon. V'chol zekesh shehispalu al kol panim mincha. But this is all true if you already daven mincha. Aval im lo hispalu adai mincha. Remember, it's still daytime. They daven maariv after plag. You didn't yet daven mincha. So afilu masker lechol achar tfilas maariv. Even if you started your suda after the tzibur daven maariv shalakol nami tzarach lahashka shorosh chodesh b'chazamazum, you will still need to mention rosh chodesh and benching deleka lemeimar sheimoshich achar hakol. You can't possibly say in this case that your benching is going to follow what the tzibur did, and you're not going to say alaviyavu sharei al korchach rosh chodesh hu atzlo, because you have to say it's still rosh chodesh for you sharei lo espal adayim mincha, because you didn't have a mincha yet. V'tzarach al korchach lahaski rosh chodesh v'tfilas amincha, and you're obviously going to be saying Rosh Chodesh in your mincha, so memela, you would have to say a mentioning of Rosh Chodesh in your benching as well. So the only time you're really going to be nimshach achar hakol, if the tzibur already davened, is number one, they davened maariv; number two, you started eating after their maariv; and number three, you had already davened mincha. Then you're nimshach achar hakol, and you're not going to say yalav yavo in your benching. But if you're lacking any of these things, then you obviously are going to say Yalav Yavo in your benching, even though it is after the day ended. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Huad Nivcha. Till now we're discussing the ending time of Rosh Chodesh, but the same thing is true in the beginning, the opposite of the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. Im akol espalu bi erev Rosh Chodesh mariv mibodyom, if the tzibur daven mariv early on erev Rosh Chodesh v'hischa lechol achar arvis, and you started eating after the mariv, afal pi shehulo espal arvis, even though you didn't daven maariv yet, afal pikein maske shorosh chodesh, you're nimshach achar hakol, and you will say yalav yavo in your benching before you said maariv. The nimshach achar hakol, even though it's still day, but the tzibur daven, you're nimshach achar hakol, it's considered rosh chodesh already. Miyo, however, im hu lo hispal mincha adayin, if you didn't daven mincha yet, so eino maske shorosh chodesh, then you're not going to mention rosh chodesh, keivan sha'ose lehispal mincha shalchol, because you still have to daven a regular weekday mincha without Yalav Yavo, Kolzeh Kosev Magen Avram. All this is written by the Magen Avram. The Tiku Achronim Ladinon, the Achronim bring it down. Halach Lamaisa. That ends Simin Tov Chav Dala. Now we begin Sif Aleph of Simin Tov Chav Hei. Simin Tov Chav Hei is Dinei Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. The halachas of Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so arvis shachris u'mincha, for mariv shachris and mincha mispalol sheva, you say the regular seven brachos of a Shabbos from Esrei, v'omer yalav yavo ba'avoida, and you stick in yalav yavo in the bracha of Ritzei. V'eino masker shel Shabbos b'yalav yavo, and you don't make any mention of Shabbos in the yalav yavo. U'motzien shnei svarim, for leining you take out two survey Torah, v'koren barishon shiva b'seder hayom, you first read seven from the regular parish of the week, Ubasheni Kore Maftir. And in the second Sefer Torah, you're going to read the Maftir, which will be the Parsha of Ubiyom HaShabbos and the Parsha of Ubaroshe Chachechem Ad Sof HaParsha. That will be those seven psukim that we discussed in yesterday's shir. Umaftir and Hashamayim Kisi, and the Haftorah of Shabbos that falls on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos is Hashamayim Kisi. The Ramo says, the imaskir shel Rosh Chodesh, in terms of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the brachos of the Haftorah, ayin la'el simen reish pei dalet sebeis. The only exception to this rule of when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos that you do the Haftorah of Hashamayim Kisi is chutz me Rosh Chodesh Elul shechalios b'Shabbos, except for Rosh Chodesh Elul that falls on Shabbos, then you're maftirin aniyah soara. Then you say the regular Haftorah of Elul of the Shevet and the Chemta, as we'll see, which is Aniyah Soara, you don't change over to Hashamayim Kisi. The Ramo says, V'yesh Omer Hashamayim Kisi. Some say, no, even on Rosh Chodesh Elul Shechalios B'Shabbos, you're still changed to the regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Haftorah. V'chein Nohagim Medinos Elu, and that is the Minog in these Medinos. Aval, Rosh Chodesh of Shechalios B'Shabbos Maftirin Shimu. However, when Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos, then you say the Haftorah of Shimu. V'yesh Omra Hashemayim Kisi. Some say, no, you leave the regular Haftorah, and you say Hashemayim Kisi, which is again, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. V'chein Iker B'makom She'en Minog. That is the Iker way to go in a place where there is no prior custom. V'im Eira Rosh Chodesh B'arba Parshios. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on one of the Dal Parshios, which is only Shayach by Shkolim and Parshas HaChodesh, so then Maftirim B'shal Parsha, we say the Haftorah of the Dal Parshios, V'ayin L'kamon, Simin Tofresh Pehei. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sekatan Aleph, Ve'eno Maskir. We said that in Yalav V'yavo, that you're saying in Mariv, Shachar, Samincha, of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you don't mention Shabbos in the Yalav V'yavo. Sharek Far Hizker Shabbos, and Bracha Revius. After all, you're already mentioning Shabbos in the fourth Bracha, that is the Bracha of Shabbos, so you don't have to mention Shabbos again in the Yalav V'yavo. In laning, we said the first day of Torah, you lane Shiva, Beseder Hayom, Sekatan Beis, De Lechatchila, Ein Matir, Ola Minyan Shiva. Lechatchila, the Matir is not one of the first seven Aliyos, Ukadul El, Simon, Reish Pei Beis, if that, like we saw earlier in Reish Pei Beis. Sekatan Gimel, Basheni Kori, the second day of Torah, you read the special Matir for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Umanichin Sefer Sheni Eitzel Sefer Rishon, then you place the second Sefer Torah next to the first Sefer Torah, V'omer Chatzi Kaddish Al Shneim, and you say the Chatzi Kaddish after laning on both Sefer Torah that you use for laning. Sefkotan Dalu Maftirin HaShemayim. We said the Haftorah that you read on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Shemayim Kisi, Sheshom Nisker Me'in Rosh Chodesh, because that Haftorah mentions Rosh Chodesh. If you made a mistake and you didn't read the special Haftorah, you read the regular Haftorah of the week and you ignored Rosh Chodesh, Korei Acharei HaShemayim Kisi. You go afterwards into the next Haftorah of HaShemayim Kisi, which is for Rosh Chodesh. V'im Niskar Achar Shekvar Beirach Brachos Achronos. But if you only realize your mistake after you said the Brachos at the end of the Haftorah and you read the regular Haftorah of the week, Korei Osa B'li Bracha. You will still read the Haftorah of HaShemayim Kisi, but you will read it without making additional Brachos. Sivkotan Hey told us the exception of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Elul, then you'll read Aniya Soara, Mipnei Zokta Mishabura Sivkotan Hey, Mipnei She'en Ledalek Shevet and Achemta. Because after Tisha B'Av, before Rosh Hashanah, we have seven Haftorahs of Nechama of Yerushalayim, and we don't want to skip any of those seven. Ayin Lekamon Simit Tov Chav Ches Sivches. The Ramah said, Yesh Omra Shemaim Kisi, some say even on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Elul, you still will leave the Shevet and the Chemta, and you'll read Hashemayim Kisi. Zokta Mishabura, de Baftorah Zu Yesh Batarti, because this Haftorah actually has two things in it. Number one, Zichron Rosh Chodesh, it mentions Rosh Chodesh. V'nechamos Yerushalayim, there also is in that Haftorah a Nechama of Yerushalayim, so you're able to accomplish both. The Ramah then said, V'cheinu Hagim Dinos Elu, that is our minug, that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul we do read Hashemayim Kisi. The Kosu Achron, the Achron, right? The Afal Pekin. Even so, Ein Ledalek Achas Mishavet and Lechemta. Even according to the ones who say and are nohig to read the regular Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we're still not going to skip, even according to them, one of the Shevet and the Chemta, the Alkein, and therefore, Geshi Haftiru B'Parshas Teitzei, when they read the Haftorah of Parshas Kiseitzei of Roni Akara, Yisai Mugon B'Aniya Soara Haksuva Acharei, you'll go straight into Aniya Soara, which is written afterwards, and you will read two of those Haftorahs on the same week. Then the Ramah told us that Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalas B'Shabbos, you read Shimu, there are those who say Hashemayim Kisi, and we said V'chein Iker B'Mokom She'en Minog, says the Mishabura, V'ayim B'Bir Agro Shadocha Svar Azu Mehalocha, look in the Bir Agro where he pushes off this logic from Halocha, U'pasa Kedea Rishon, and he passes like the first Shita, the Maftir in Shimu, that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Av, you will read the regular Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh Av, of the three before Tisha B'Av, and that will be the Haftorah of Shimu. You will not go to the regular Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Hashemayim Kisi. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.